This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Funded by billionaire George Soros and population control advocates, proponents of assisted suicide are morbidly traveling from state to state to peddle efficient killing. The New Jersey legislature is the latest to succumb to the sales pitch. One New Jersey doctor says that once assisted suicide becomes law, enormous pressure is levied against patients who believe they have but a few months more to live when the reality could be much different. Not much hope for the bill in New Jersey anytime soon, as Governor Chris Christie has promised a swift veto. Stirring up controversy, tetanus vaccines in Kenya have been shown by international laboratories to actually be a covert population control program. Now, two UN agencies are busy simply denying the allegations, despite testing from laboratories around the world that show the tetanus vaccine to be laced with beta-HCG, which causes ongoing miscarriages and even infertility. A UNICEF representative in Africa told CFAM that the would-be tetanus program targeted women of childbearing age because of unhygienic conditions. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Alveda King continues speaking out against race-based abortion, reminding Americans that while only 13% of Americans are black, the African-American community absorbs almost one-third of all abortions. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.